Flin Flon got right back where they started from Tuesday, beating Kindersley 5-2 and snagging a 3-0 series lead. A big third-period effort put the Bombers one game away from an opening-round sweep, as the Clippers got on the scoreboard for the first time since playoffs began but could not keep up. The Bombers opened the scoring midway through the frame, when Carter Anderson, Justin Lies and Anthony Piccinino pushed into the zone. Anderson's initial shot was stopped, but Piccinino pushed it into the slot for Lies, who knocked it home with a pair of defenders draped all over him. Flin Flon would not keep that lead for too long though. On a power play midway through the first, Logan Linklater took a shot near the net that Harmon Laser-Hume sprawled out to stop. He managed to make the save, but an old foe came into the slot to tie things up. Brock Muller, the former Bomber and Kindersley's eminence grise in the series, jumped on the loose puck and knocked it home. The Clippers scored their first goal of the series. Laser-Hume's shutout streak ended at 135-24 and the game was tied. Not long after, things got physical when, on a delayed penalty, Kindersley's Jacob Dennis mugged Riley Niven on the sideboards, tossing his gloves to the ice before doing the same to Niven. After a long period spent sorting out penalties, Dennis was booted from the game while the Bombers picked up a power play, one Flin Flon could not convert on. Despite some late chances by Alexi Silvestre and Luke Lepper, the Bombers and Clippers entered the second tied at 1. The second was an even frame of back-and-forth hockey, but the Bombers got ahead late in the period on a power play. Carter Anderson blasted a shot past Jamin from distance, giving Flin Flon another lead. Clippers fans were not pleased, with a couple caught tossing debris on the ice. Fans were warned to avoid throwing garbage on the ice lest the Clippers get a penalty, and the littering ceased. Kindersley was unwilling to give up easily though and got a power play of their own when Silvestre and the Clippers' Kyler Smith got tangled up with Jamin, doing just enough to draw a goalie interference call on Silvestre. With the play back in the Bombers' zone, the penalty kill and Laser-Hume did enough to get to the end of the second unscathed and up 2-1. Flin Flon would kill the rest of the penalty off to start the third, then would extend the lead to 3-1, with Cone Senft getting his first playoff goal on a rebound from a Jacob Vaakler shot. Anderson would pick up his second of the night soon after Lies dangled out Muller in his own zone and fed Anderson on a rush through the neutral zone. More physical play came in the midway stage of the period, a four-car pileup near the Kindersley net, then a call on Anthony Backs when he and Simon Diaz got tangled together on the ground near the Bomber goal. Nathan de Graves made good on the power play, blowing one past Laser-Hume from the point to bring Kindersley back within two. That wouldn't last, with the Bombers adding another goal late from Connor Ryan, who jumped on a puck that squirted out to the point, shot it through traffic and got it over Jamin's right shoulder. Kindersley tried a different tack late, pulling Jamin from the net for backup John McPherson, but the change would be more or less meaningless. Flin Flon counted down the clock and ended the game on the verge of a series win. Laser-Hume made 26 saves for the win, while Jamin and McPherson combined to save 31 Bomber shots. The win gives the Bombers a 3-0 series lead, with a chance to eliminate the Clippers from the playoffs and move on to the second round with a win in Kindersley Wednesday night. Elsewhere in the SJHL, the Battleford's North Stars are on the verge of sweeping Melville, beating them 5-3 in Game 3, while the Weyburn Red Wings clawed back into their series with Humboldt with a 5-3 win. Estevan also bested Melfort 4-3, cutting the Mustang series lead to 2-1.